from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo says humanitarian Islam is strategic in realizing world peace. Japan grants medical equipment to hospital in Merauke, Indonesia. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized Indonesia's commitment as a bridge to world peace and humanitarian Islam is a strategic choice in realizing it. Indonesia is a reflection of Islamic law that is friendly, peaceful, and soothing. This was conveyed when giving a speech at the opening of the International Conference on Humanitarian Islam, which was read by Minister of Religion Nasaruddin Umar at the University of Indonesia campus Depok on Tuesday. President Prabowo emphasized the role of Pancasila as a foundation that unites Islamic principles with an inclusive and humanist national spirit. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto stated, Indonesia's economic growth in the third quarter of 2024, which reached 4.95% year-on-year, was better than economic growth in a number of other world economic powers. Minister Airlangga in Jakarta on Tuesday explained, historically, economic growth in the third quarter often shows a decline from the achievements in the previous quarter. The Central Statistics Agency noted Indonesia's economy grew 5.05% in the second quarter. This is due to the absence of major national activities, such as celebrations of religious holidays or school holidays, that can drive the movement of domestic economic machines during the third quarter. When compared to other countries such as Singapore, the growth was relatively low at 4.1%. Indonesia affirmed its commitment to water resources management at the 31st IHP Regional Steering Committee meeting for Asia and the Pacific International Forum in Seoul, South Korea. Head of the Indonesian delegation, Budi Heru Santosa, from the Indonesian National Committee for the UNESCO Intergovernmental Hydrological Problem, said the forum discussed urgent issues related to water, such as water scarcity, flooding, and water pollution in the Asia-Pacific region. Budi, in his statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, explained the forum allows member countries to collaborate in finding solutions to challenges such as water scarcity, floods, droughts, and pollution, as well as strengthening regional cooperation. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Sakti Wahyu Trenggono, held a bilateral meeting with British Ambassador to Indonesia, Dominic Jeremy, to discuss a number of issues related to cooperation plans for technology development in the marine and fisheries sector. Cooperation includes modernization of aquaculture and the latest developments in the development of marine resources balance, one of which is supported by Blue Planet Fund UK. Trenggono, in the official release of the ministry in Jakarta on Tuesday, said the development of marine resource balance with Blue Planet Fund is still ongoing. Hopefully, this jointly built innovation can be completed soon, because it's an important tool in running the Blue Economy program. Now we move to the international news. The Japanese government donated medical equipment to the Bunda Pengharapan Hospital in Merauke Regency, South Papua Province, Indonesia, through the Grassroots Grant Assistance for Human Security Program. The Japanese embassy release said the grant handover was carried out on Tuesday, attended by the second secretary of the Japanese embassy in Indonesia, Omichi Takuma, the region of Merauke, Yermias Paulus Ruben Ndiken, and the head of the South Papua Provincial Health Office, Benedicta Herlina Rahangiar. The hospital treats about 6,000 inpatients and about 17,000 outpatients a year, but about 2,700 patients per year cannot be treated adequately in the obstetrics and gynecology department and the eye department due to lack of medical equipment. Therefore, the Japanese government donated medical equipment such as diagnostic ultrasound system, eye microscope, and so on. Shortly after the announcement of the dismissal of Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, hundreds of people took to the streets of Tel Aviv to protest the dismissal. The protesters blocked the Ayalon axis in Greater Tel Aviv. In his first comments on his dismissal, Gallant said, "The security of the State of Israel is and will remain his mission as long as he lives," opposition leader Yair Lapid, reported by Al Jazeera on Wednesday, said Gallant's dismissal in the midst of war was crazy, and that Netanyahu sold Israel's security and the army for the sake of his political survival. We end the news with the International Labour Organization officially upgraded Palestine status to a non-member observer state from its previous status as a liberation movement. The decision was made at the General Conference of the ILO Board of Directors, which included representatives from Arab and international trade unions, Palestinian news agency Wafa reported. Final approval of the decision is expected at the International Labour Conference in June 2025. The decision allows Palestine to fully participate in all ILO structures and a step forward full membership in the future. Saher Saad, Secretary General of the General Federation of Palestinian Trade Unions, made the statement. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, today's commentary is about continuations of Nusantara capital city development. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto appointed Basuki Hadimulyono as the head of Nusantara Capital City Authority at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, November 5th. Basuki Hadimulyono was the Minister of Public Works and Housing during President Joko Widodo's advanced Indonesia cabinet from 2019 to 2024. At the time, the development of the capital city of Nusantara was a primary focus, especially during the last year of President Joko Widodo's term. After the inaugurations, Basuki Hadimulyono told the media that he would seek private investment opportunities to accelerate the development process in Nusantara. As reported by Antara, Basuki Hadimulyono said that around 250 investors have shown interest in the city's development. He explained that most investors targeted areas outside the city's central governance core area. Basuki Hadimulyono also revealed that President Prabowo has tasked him with completing the development of Nusantara within the next 3 up to 4 years. By 2028, the judicial, executive, and legislative buildings, along with housing for civil servants, are expected to be completed. Basuki Hadimulyono will begin working immediately to fulfill these goals, starting with a working visit from Commission 2 of the Indonesian House of Representatives this Thursday. President Prabowo is not scheduled to visit the capital city for at least the next 2 weeks. He has planned a 16-day visit in November 2024 to China, the United States, Peru, Brazil, and the United Kingdom. The appointment of Basuki Hadimulyono as head of the Nusantara Capital City Authority demonstrates President Prabowo Subianto's commitment to the development of Nusantara. Previously, some had questioned the continuation of the Capital City project as it was not mentioned in President Prabowo's first state address after taking office. However, President Prabowo has since expressed commitment to proceed with the city's development. Speaking before the people's representatives, he sought the support and blessings of all parties to build Indonesia on the foundation laid by his predecessors, with Nusantara being a key part of that vision. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with November 6, 1908, when Cut Nyak Dien, a heroine from Aceh, Indonesia, died in Sumedang. Cut Nyak Dien, a heroine from Aceh, Indonesia, fought against the Dutch during the Aceh War. Initially, she fought with her husband. However, after his death, she continued the struggle alone in Malabo with her small force. Despite her advanced age and suffering from arthritis and poor eyesight, one of her soldiers, named Panglaut, revealed her location to the Dutch out of pity. She was eventually captured and exiled to Sumedang, West Java. Cut Nyak Dien passed away on November 6, 1908, and was laid to rest at Gunung Puyuh, Sumedang. On May 2, 1962, the Indonesian government honored her as a national heroine. Moving on to November 6, which is commemorated as the International Day for Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict. On November 5, 2001, the United Nations General Assembly designated November 6 as the International Day for Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict. This day is commemorated as an effort to protect the environment from the damage caused by military conflicts. The United Nations conflicts are related to the exploitation of valuable natural resources, which can increase the risk of recurring conflicts and lead to severe consequences, such as water pollution and ecosystem damage. We end today in history on November 6, 2007, when King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia met Pope Benedict XVI in person at the Vatican. On November 6, 2007, King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia held a historic meeting with Pope Benedict XVI at the Vatican. During this 30-minute meeting, they discussed issues including religious freedom, interfaith and intercultural dialogue, and efforts to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian rivalry, and they conversed in both Italian and Arabic. This meeting marked a significant step in fostering relations between the Muslim and Catholic worlds, demonstrating the commitment of both leaders to promote dialogue and global peace. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia. Indonesia affirmed its commitment as the world peace mediator. That was stated by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in his remarks read by the Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar during the opening of the International Conference on Humanitarian Islam at University of Indonesia, Depok, West Java on Tuesday. In his remarks, President Prabowo highlighted the uniqueness of Indonesia as a country with harmonious diversity. According to the president, Indonesia is a depiction of the friendly and peaceful Islamic Sharia. President Prabowo affirmed the role of Pancasila, a heritage of the founding fathers, as the foundation which unites Islamic principles with the inclusive and humanitarian nationality spirit, must be maintained and implemented. The president also mentioned Indonesia's contribution in UN peacekeeping missions and role as international conflict mediator, as implementation from the humanitarian Islam values and Pancasila principles.
Indonesia juga secara konsisten mengirim pasukan penjaga perdamaian di bawah bendera Perserikatan Bangsa-Bangsa.
Indonesia is also consistently sending peacekeeping forces under the United Nations, giving real contribution to creating stability in conflict-stricken areas. Indonesia's role in international conflict mediation showed an unshakable dedication in building a more peaceful and harmonious world. All this is inseparable from humanitarian Islam values and Pancasila principles, which emphasize the importance of justice, humanitarian, and universal solidarity.
Menekankan pentingnya keadilan, kemanusiaan, dan persaudaraan universal.
The president further remarked that since August 17, 1945 independence proclamation, Indonesia has been actively promoting peace and international dialogue. The Asia-Africa Conference in 1955 was the evidence of Indonesia's active role for world peace. In the end of his remarks in the conference, which was attended by professors and academics from the US, Germany, and Australia, President Prabowo said Indonesia is ready to share inspiration and best practices in maintaining diversity and nationality. That was today's My Indonesia.
Aku ingin dan halau setiap panasnya. Kenapa harus takut pada malam hari? Nyalakan api dalam hati, usiri segala kelamnya, usiri segala kelamnya, usiri segala kelamnya, yeah. Usiri segala kelamnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to the Savannah Dorongchanga in Dompu, West Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia, which is one of Indonesia's hidden gems in the eastern region. A visit to this place will make you captivated by the stunning views of Mount Tambora. Located on the southern foothills of Mount Tambora, Savannah Dorongchanga offers scenic landscapes with farm animals roaming freely across the area. Unique is the word to describe Savannah Dorongchanga. Visiting this place feels like stepping into the grasslands of Africa. The vast beauty of Dorongchanga makes it a perfect spot for photography, with stunning landscapes that create a magical backdrop. For photography enthusiasts seeking ideal photo spots, this place is highly recommended. With vast landscapes completed by grazing animals, Savannah Dorongchanga offers views that are simply unmatched. From morning to evening, the natural beauty of this area continuously unfolds in different ways. Visiting the savannah at the foot of Mount Tambora can awaken the adventurer within you, especially as you take in the legendary Mount Tambora, along with the view of Saleh Bay to the south. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Satu hal yang paling kusuka dari dirimu adalah ketika ku pandang kedua bola matamu, yeah. Oh, tak bosan tak jemu-jemu dan ku pandang selalu di saat engkau dekat atau jauh. Sayang, seribu sayang, kau ada yang punya. Ku selalu bermimpi untuk bisa memilikimu. Hey, kamu yang cantik, jangan berpaling dahulu. Aku masih ingin memandangmu. Oh, kamu yang cantik, ku ingin dekat denganmu, tapi ku takut dengan pacarmu. Aku masih ingin memandangmu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, German, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, wherever you are, we meet again in Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces you to Indonesian's vocabulary and guides you to use it properly. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and Language Development and Fostering Agency, Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Our topic today is
Di Bima,
which means in Bima. You will hear a monologue titled
Memukulkan tongkat kayu,
which means hitting wooden stick. This monologue is performed by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, while recording the Kareku Kande or Pounding Rice Seeds competitions at the Rimpu Mantika Festival, Bima City, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Chris describes the rhythm created from the sound of the tools used. Let's listen to the monologue.
Saat ini, saya sedang menonton lomba Kareku Kande atau lomba menembuk pada lesung dalam sebuah festival budaya. Dari sini terdengar suara peralatan yang berirama. Para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu.
After listening to the monologue, we will introduce you some vocabulary related to today's topic.
Memukulkan tongkat kayu.
Meaning, hitting wooden stick. We will pronounce them slowly. You can repeat them after us.
Peserta.
Which means participant.
Memukulkan.
Which means to hit with.
Tongkat kayu.
Which means wooden stick.
Lesung.
Which means mortar.
Wadah kayu.
Which means wooden container.
Para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu.
Which means The participants hit the wooden stick against the mortar or wooden container.
Menonton, menonton,
which means to watch.
Lomba, lomba,
which means competitions. In the monologue, you hear the phrase,
para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu. Para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu.
Which means the participants hit the wooden stick against the mortar or wooden container. In this phrase, there is the expression
memukulkan tongkat kayu,
which means hitting with a wooden stick, which means making the wooden stick a tool for hitting. In the context of the sentence, Chris describes the participants of the competition who are hitting the wooden stick against the wooden container. Now, another example. Let's listen to an example of using affixed words that means using something as a tool in other sentences.
Mengikatkan,
which means to tie with.
Nelayan mengikatkan tali besar di ujung kapalnya. Nelayan mengikatkan tali besar di ujung kapalnya.
Which means the fisherman ties a big rope to the end of his boat.
Membalutkan,
which means to wrap with.
Saya membalutkan perban di kakinya.
Which means I wrap the bandage on his leg. Kareku Kandei, or pounding rice seeds, is a unique tradition of the people of Bima City, West Nusa Tenggara province, that has been around since ancient time. This activity is usually performed by women. The activity of pounding rice creates a rhythmic sound. Kareku Kandei was registered by the Indonesian government as an intangible cultural heritage of Indonesia in 2017. Before we end today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more clarity, let's listen to the monologue one more time.
Saat ini, saya sedang menonton lomba Kareku Kandei atau lomba menembuk pada lesung dalam sebuah festival budaya. Dari sini terdengar suara peralatan yang berirama. Para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu.
Well, listeners, that was this episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation titled
Memukulkan tongkat kayu,
which means hitting wooden stick. We hope this edition is helpful for those of you who want to learn more about Bahasa Indonesia. We will meet again with different topic. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention and see you next time.
Sampai jumpa.
Mentari pagi beri salam lagi, suara burungku sambut hari berganti. Bob Marley masih bernyanyi, don't worry, oh yeah. Jalani semua dengan apa adanya, biarlah waktu bicara bahwa takdirnya. Yo, kita lapangkan dada, don't worry, oh yeah. Buatlah
jangan bebani hati. Yuk kita nyanyi bersama.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with mesh red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry feast as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Ali Kasim. Happy listening!
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Marantau di Danau Sintara airnya tenang, ya tenang. Tinggi bukit saku liliannya. Sungguh aja warang tau di jalan sana, oe. Kampung halaman Cigo Juo.
Hidung sama di rantau, marilah pulang bersama.
Gunung Sandi Kejo, Gunung Sago, ya Sago. Singgahlang Merapi nan Mandago. Tinggi bukit saku liliannya.